AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports Gulf allies have been encouraging President Trump to keep hitting Iran.
U.S. Gulf and Israeli officials tell AP Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Kuwait, and Bahrain have been urging President Trump to keep prosecuting the war against Iran, saying Tehran has not been weakened enough. They're looking for changes in Iran's leadership or a dramatic shift in its behavior, including ending its nuclear and missile programs. The sources, who are not authorized to comment publicly about sensitive diplomatic conversations and spoke on condition of anonymity, say the Saudis and the UAE are pushing the hardest, with the UAE favoring a ground invasion. Oman and Qatar prefer diplomacy. I'm Ben Thomas.
3 UN peacekeepers have been killed in southern Lebanon. AP correspondent Isabel Dubray has more on this.
3 members of the United Nations peacekeeping force in southern Lebanon have been killed just in the last 24 hours as the war continues to rage and actually escalates between Israel and the Iran-backed Lebanese militant group Hezbollah. Now, we heard from the United Nations that all 3 of these peacekeepers were from Indonesia. And this is because different countries from around the world contribute troops from their armies to this peacekeeping force that basically monitors the border. The demarcation line between Israel and Lebanon has long acted as a buffer between the countries and implements the ceasefires that have resulted after decades of conflict between Israel and Hezbollah.
Oil steadied and Asian stocks were mostly lower today as signs of a de-escalation of the Iran war remain mixed. A man who crashed his pickup truck into a major Detroit area synagogue earlier in March was inspired by the Iran-backed militant group Hezbollah. According to the FBI, Ayman Ghazal also recorded videos saying he wanted to kill many Jewish people. He made the video just minutes before the attack at Temple Israel in West Bloomfield Township. This is AP News. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports the Artemis II mission to the moon is a go for launch.
The countdown clock is ticking for the first manned moon mission since Apollo 17 53 years ago.
It's an exciting time for this team and our crew and really our nation and the world.
NASA Launch Director Charlie Blackwell Thompson says the massive Artemis II rocket is ready to blast off from Florida Wednesday after repairs for fuel leaks and clogged pressure lines.
All indications are right now we are in excellent shape.
The Orion capsule will carry 4 astronauts on a 10-day no-stop U-turn around the moon.
The vehicle's ready, the system is ready, the crew is ready, and behind this flight stands a campaign.
NASA Associate Administrator Amit Kshatriya noted this is just the beginning.
Landing a lunar base, a nuclear propulsion into deep space, that begins, not ends, with what happens on Wednesday evening.
I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.